Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 7th Shvat, 29th of January, Dine Yontov Zanga Shlita in Yone Shadchonis. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Stimler, Lichbert, Simchson, Asun, Ob, Shiva Stimler, and Svi Stern. Castle's place on Wednesday, 10th of Shvat, amidst Hashem, Yehi Rotzon, Shizku, Livnos, Bais, Neimon, Israel, Lishem, Velisilo.
I met somebody in Eretz Yisrael who was very, very happy. Besimcha gedoilo. I asked him, what's the big simcha? He says, I made a shidduch. I said, no, you made a shidduch. What's the big simcha? Is the reason because you got the Meishat Chonis? We know in Eretz Yisrael there's a fixed amount, and the Chutzlaras, most places have, depending on the Nadan, a percentage of it. But in Eretz Yisrael there's a fixed amount. You earn some money, that's the reason. I mean, usually you earn money as well. I can't explain it. I'm a simcha gedoilo. So I said to him, well, I'll explain to you, Efshe. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah asks, we wouldn't maybe ask a question, but it's a Gemara. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all day? Says the Gemara, 25% of the day, he is mezavik zivugim, make shiduchim. Targim inisim inazir, and hazin, who brings the same thing. So I was thinking, well, says, the Rebbe Yishlam make shiduchim. But lemaisa, that's not enough. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of the idea in our musagim, and then what? He chooses a shliach, who is called the shadchan. He puts the idea into his mind, and he becomes the shadchan. And then he does what he does, and he becomes matzliach. So I said, I think the biggest simcha you can have is that you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to be his shliach. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a shidduch, but he's got to put the things together. To choose you, I think it's the biggest simcha there can be. You can't have any bigger simcha. Okay, you get money as well, but the biggest simcha can be that. I'm not disputing about the money. In the Ramah, in three places, in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Behei, Reish Samach Dalet, in Ebenezer, Simen Nun, brings down the halachas of Shadchonis, not the Mechaber. Many Bnei Sforat don't pay Shadchonis, but Bnei Ashkenaz, the Ramah Paskans. But it's very interesting that the Maharil, who was already many, many years ago, the Maharil brings down, in Minhogi Maharil in Hilchas Chanukah, he had a yeshiva. Steht dort, Parnesei HaMedino, Hoyu Maspikin Loi, Nedovo Is Minichseim. The Parnosim of the town, they gave money, Lahaspik Bohen Loim De Yeshivosa, for his yeshiva. They supported the yeshiva. Umichyas Horav Legufoi, and the Parnosa of the Rav of the Maharil, Horoiv, Hoyoschar Shadchonis. Most of his income came from Shadchonis. The Maharil, God Ladoy. Shehoyokoisim v'sheliach miksav yodoi bechol ha-medina. He sent letters. Lezaveg besulois unorim. To make shiduchim. Ki kol ha-oretz hayo makshivim loy. He was the Maharil, everybody listened to him. And not only did they listen to his ideas, v'hayu marabim lo ischar shadchonus bekeifel kiflayim yoisim el acherim. More than normal. Why? The Yodu has Bokosovi, because they know they're also supporting the Maharil. And Kupolim not stating Minhogi Maharil, the union of Masha Shadchonis is not something to be sneezed at. It's a very, very Friedikazak, but he lived from it. I want to speak about one Shaila, two Shailas, three Shailas, however long the time allows us. Maise Shehoyo, with a Shadchan who suggested a Shidduch to the Tutzdadim, and the Tutzdadim made information, and they were happy. But before they go to meeting, the tzadakala asked the shadchan, but how much? The tzadachosin asked the shadchan, how much is the tzadakala prepared to pay? So he went and he found out a certain amount, which I shall not mention. And the tzadachosin heard it. That's what my son is worth. Nothing to talk about. And the ma'aser, they said, we cannot go further. And they didn't say the reason, because you're not offering enough. They said, we can't go further. And therefore, the shidduch didn't even start. A cousin of the shadchan knew that his cousin was meshadach, and he heard nothing's going on. So he, on his own initiative, went to the tzad ha-chosn and asked, what's happened? What's the reason? I thought that you found out good information. He says, yes, but we didn't hear the amount, which we expected. And how much did you hear? He heard so-and-so. So he turned to the tzedakah and asked the tzedakah how much he was prepared to say. And they said that amount. What transpired was that the shadchan, maybe he needed hearing aids, but he didn't hear what he was supposed to hear. He gave the wrong amount. He heard what he heard, but the tzedakah really said more. And therefore, the shidduch, the ma'aseh, when they heard this amount, the shidduch went through, they got engaged. Baruch Hashem, so simcha, except for one thing. The two cousins, two shadchanim, came to ask a shayla. Who's the shadchan? Who gets the most shadchanas? You come to ask shaylas when it comes to money. They ask, who gets the most shadchanas? Pardon? Lemaisa, why am I asking the shayla? I'm not stamming the most shadchanas. It's to do with this week's sedra. What's this week's sedra got to do with it? The Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Gimel asks a question. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmo Yisrael imoy." The pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Chov Dalet, pasuk Lamed Bey says, "Ve es atzmo Yisrael asher helu bnei Yisrael." Ode Moshe, Ode bnei Yisrael. Omar Reb Chama, Omar Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina. Kol oise dova vole gomroi, ubo acher ve gomroi, male lo vakosuf al she gomroi ki ilu asoi. Whoever finishes it, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bury Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem. And therefore, the mitzvah is considered the Esatz Moshe Yosef Asheheilu B'nei Yisrael. That's what the Gemara answers. In Yeshua, Perek Chovdalet Posuk Lamal Beis. And B'Shalach this week, if you want, I can tell you also, I mean, Mr. Tommy, you've got a Chovish, but Perek Yud Gimel Posuk Lamal Yud Tes. Is the Gemara in Soit Daf Yud Gimel answers? Moshe Rabbeinu started it, he didn't finish it. The Pisrei Tshuva in Chishmish Vesumakuf Pehei brings down a Tshuva Shev Yankev. Shev Yankev was one of the Gedolei Apostolim over 300 years ago. He asks a Pashtenisht. According to this Gemara, whoever finishes it, he's Zoche Lemitzvah, Ki'ilu Asoy. The Medrash in Tehillim, the Yalkut Shimoni, Kapitel Lamed, says on the Pasuk, which we say every day, Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis Le David. David Bonoi. V'Halei Shloime Bonoi. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Every day, I don't know if we even realize what we're saying, but Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis Le David. Says the Medrash, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyel V'choshavto Livnoiso, you wanted to build it. Af Apishe Shloime Bincho Bonoi, Le Shimcho Ani Koisvoi. You wanted to build it. Who built it? Lamaise Shloime HaMelech, we all know. Steht fragt der Shabiakim am Fursche Medrash. You can say Machloikes Gemara Medrashim, but it's a big nafkemina. But steht da that even the David HaMelech did not build the Beis HaMikdash. He started it. It's true the Gemara in Sukkot Afton Gimel. He made the Shittin. He made the Yesoides. Okay, fine. But Lemaise he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Shloime HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Fragt der Shabiakim. Why by Moshe Rabbeinu say Chazal? Kol oisei dova v'loi gomroi ubo achei v'gomroi. The person who finished it, he's oicha. Why? By David HaMelech, we don't say. Elamai, what do you want to say? David HaMelech wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. He built the Yesoides, but he was honest al pi adibur. And therefore, it's not Misach HaSacharov, only Shloim HaMelech. If that's the reason, Moshe Rabbeinu was no less honest. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifty, they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Well, the reason is, well, he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So if you say David HaMelech, the Beis HaMikdash is Ki'ilu David HaMelech built it, so why by Shlomo HaMelech? Adkan for Moshe Rabbeinu, why is it not Misach HaSachar Moshe Rabbeinu? The Shev Yankev, Mikoyach this Kasher, says a Chiddush. The Atzmo Yisrael, the mitzvah was not just on Moshe Rabbeinu. The mitzvah was on whole Klal Yisrael, to take Atzmo Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been Zoyche to Mekayim this mitzvah, and we all know the Gemara that he was misasik rather than the Bizar, but if he wouldn't have done it, of course Klal Yisrael would have done it. The Gemara says Mefurish there. And Rashi says more so. Odi if Shemoyshe Rabbeinu yisasik b'mitzvah zu, mishem shkvoidu b'gidoyli m'yisra b'ktali. Moshe Rabbeinu was the God of Adoya, so therefore who should be misasik Moshe Rabbeinu? But the Maisa, the mitzvah, was a chiyum and the whole of Klal Yisrael, and had he not done it, they would have done it. And therefore, even if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have started the mitzvah, Klal Yisrael would have done it as well. Why? Ki Hashbiyah Hishbiyah. There was a shvur that they have to bring Atzmo Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Chazal say, Im Maschil didn't finish the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is considered on the person who finished it. Because even if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have started the mitzvah, they would have started the mitzvah. They were mitzvah no less than Moshe Rabbeinu. It was only an inyan that a godel should be misasik in the mitzvah of the Yosef HaTzadik, who was a godel. But by binyan Beis HaMikdosh, there wasn't a fixed time when the Beis HaMikdosh should be built. If David HaMelech wouldn't have decided to build the Beis HaMikdosh, okay, a kol al pi adibur, but if he wouldn't have started, Efshar, another king, would have not started building the Beis HaMikdosh. I mean, there was a king called, before David HaMelech, called Shaul HaMelech. He didn't start the Beis HaMikdosh. He didn't build the Beis HaMikdosh. He didn't do anything. It's not muchach that the Beis HaMikdosh would have started had David HaMelech not started it. In such a case, since David HaMelech started it, and he wanted to finish it, but he was, Meis Hashem, Hois HaZois, that he couldn't build it, therefore, the Iker is called Al Shmoy. As I state in Shev Yankiv. According to that, he says, let's go back to the Shail of Shadchonis. If a Shadchon started a Shidduch, even if Lemaise he couldn't finish it and somebody else finished it, and without the idea of the Shadchon, then the second person would not even have thought about it. Sometimes it's necessary someone starts it and the second person has more contact and he can influence the starting. But Lemaise, if the second Tzad would not even thought about it, then the first Shadchon, he is the person who has the idea. Is Bevada, you have to give him al koponim like a maschil. We have by Shadchonis three stages: a maschil, a goymer, and an emtsoi. The maschil is a
pardon. He had a refusal the first one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. A maschil who starts the idea, and he suggested who start him. That's a maschil. The second sad is the emtsoi, sometimes who arranges the meetings, whatever it is. And the goymer, sometimes it's important just to speak about the money. Many speak about the money at the end. The Poskim say the goyimer is the person who actually, the makir patish. Each one is receives a third, but the main third is a maschil. You ask him quite correctly, the first one did a maschil and didn't start up. But that's the point is, we'll soon see, says nishta ziposhet. The refusal, or rather, if the shidduch continued as a result of their being suggested, there was a problem. But this problem was a mistake. Had the suggestion not even started, why? Because all the information was bad, nothing wrong, nothing to do. Sure, that's a different story. He suggested it didn't work out at all, didn't start. But the information was good, and they wanted to go, but there was one point. This point stopped everything, so nothing. But the first one still becomes a maskil. So therefore, says the Shem Yankev, if the Shadchonim finished the Shidduch, who finished the Shidduch, they themselves would have thought of the Shidduch themselves, without even coming on to the idea of the first one. In such a case, the first one didn't do anything more or necessary at all, because the second would have done it himself. Therefore, they lemaisa or the Shadchonim, adarabe. He says that if the second Shadchonim came along, then the first one had already, the idea was already, didn't exist at all, because the second one had their own ideas. In such a case, if they came on their own idea, therefore they get the whole Shadchonis. But Al Koponim, in our case, since the person who was Matziah the Shidduch and the second one continued it because he sorted out the money, the Maisa, the first one, is considered a maskil, because the second one didn't have the idea. He heard from his cousin that he is doing the Shidduch, so he didn't have the idea. So he will get two-thirds, because he was the one who got the meetings, got everything going. But the first one receives a third. Adkan, the Shevyank of Paskins.
So from the comparison with David HaMelech, it sounds like David HaMelech is getting 100% credit. He's not giving him credit as a maskil.
Gewaldige kasha. A gewaldige kasha. Who asked the kasha? I don't say if you ask the kasha, you order Moshe Feinstein, or it's his kasha. So, yes?
Surely the first one put himself out of the picture. He said, I've done what I can for you, negotiations are over, I can't do any more, goodbye.
Yeah,
he's out of the picture.
You're asking a very good question. Yeah. The question is, I'll tell you the truth. To say a Shia on Hilchas Shadchonis is difficult. To say a Shia on Hilchas Shadchonis is difficult in half an hour, and it's also difficult in 1.5 hours. Right. But I must impress, there is a machlokes harishonim. Why does a Shadchan get money? It's not a koras hatoiv. A koras hatoiv, you can pay anybody who does me a favor. Somebody gives me a lift, a koras hatoiv, I mean. I'm sorry, I just remembered Amora Dikamaisa. It's not in the Gehet HaOshia, but it's Amora Dikamaisa. There was Tamid Chochem Godel in Bnei Brak called Reb Ezra Barzel. Ezra Barzel, Zeir Tzadik Lebrocha. And he, in his old age, it was difficult to walk home from shul. So, after davening, from his house to shul was a 5 minutes walk. But somebody offered him a lift. So he said, I'll take the lift, but only if I can pay you. I'm talking about a yid of 85 years old. He says, you've got to pay me. If you agree, good. He saw it's difficult for him to walk up the hill. He took him and says, I'll tell you what I'm paying you with a devat Torah. Sure. Okay, fine. They came to the house. Before he got out, he says, I just want to ask you a question. What's worth more? What I paid you or what you gave me a lift? What's the shayla? The devat Torah you gave? I won't change. I won't change. Yeah. I gave you more than you gave me. He didn't laugh. We're talking about a very serious person. Must make jokes. Bezer Barzel, who knew him? So he said, what do you want to change? The change is that you owe me something. That the Torah I gave you, you say to other people, I'll have the schus of the Torah, other people heard it, but you paid me back. But you paid me back. I'm just saying about paying. But let's get to our sukkah again. Why do you pay the meishachonis? Machloikas harishoinim. Some say you are yoyred letrichsode shal chaveroi almanos lahashpicho. There is a field which is oymed lahashpiach, and I go and I'm hashpiach it. You didn't ask me, but I'm entitled to payment. Let's not go into the portim how much, but I'm entitled to payment. If a chosn and kala are oymed for shiduchim, therefore it's midin yoyred that I went and was a mashpiach that there was a shidduch. That's one reason why I get payment. Another reason is I'll spoil. I'm working. I have to speak. It could be a nafkamina. In certain instances, maybe we'll see a bit later, the nafkamina between the two reasons. But there is a reason, two reasons why you have to pay. Now the question is, which there's a reason to ask correctly. David HaMelech, says Moshe Feinstein, verstehe nicht. The Raya of the Shem Yankiv, for Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, first of all, the Mishnah says Mefush. We learned the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel in Sota. But the Mishnah starts in Daf Tesam and Beis in Sota. Says the Mishnah, Mi lonu godel mi Yosef shelo nis asek boy elo Moshe. Moshe zocho ba'atzmos Yosef, ואין ישראל גודל ממנו, שנאמר, ויקח מוישה את עצמו יוסף עמו. נו, says the Gemara, מי גודל ממוישה של נסעסק בו אל המוחים. Since he was מסעסק in יוסף הצדיק, הקודש ברוך הוא was מסעסק במוישה רבינו, שנאמר, ויקבור יוסף בגיא. פרק לשבי ענקב, how can the Gemara say that the mitzvah is מסייחס אחר הגוימר and not the מסחיל, because מוישה רבינו didn't finish it off, מפורש המשנה נשנה זה. The Mishnah says מפורש, זה לא שנה משנה. מי לא נוגודל מי יוסף שלא נסעסק בוי אלו מוישה. אוני מוישה רבינו. שזה זה שם ינקב. שזה רב מוישה פיינשטיין, אסקן לשב ינקב. זה מה משפקט? זה שב ינקב says you have to pay to the maschil. אוני זה maschil. And the Mishnah says, on the contrary, he did everything. That's one kashi asks. למעשה, רב מוישה ask another kashi. What's the whole raya? Astira bin Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. There's a big nafkamina between a person who didn't have any idea of doing it. Then we say the maschil is a maschil. But the person who finished it and also had the idea, therefore he is considered, he did the whole thing. He says the whole raya of the Shev Yankev, the whole raya is from David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he started, but he didn't lemaisa continue. He didn't do anything at all. And yet we say everything is misyaches, David HaMelech, he didn't continue. Why not? The Cholah Pochas gives something to Shlomo HaMelech. It doesn't say Shlomo HaMelech gets schar. So the Meiser Moshe Feinstein's got the kasha. He says the Shev Yankev Avada is moide, the Raya is not legabe schar, because Avada gives you have to pay schar goymer even to Shlomo HaMelech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, paid also Shlomo HaMelech. Only what? Sometimes the mitzvah is called Al Shema Goyman, sometimes Al Shema Maschil, and it depends, and he adds very various protim, which I don't want to go into all the protim. And all the poskim deal with, now Lamaisa, how do you deal with such an instance? How do you deal with it? Halacha Lamaisa, we take on that if Lu Yetzuya, a person suggested it, and it didn't get off the ground, but the Maaseh, they didn't, sometimes, oh, they hear this person, it's not for us. It didn't start. In such an instance, you're right, that he gets nothing. He gets nothing because he suggested. If the Maaseh, they wanted everything, there was one Prat which wasn't okay, but they were interested. And on the contrary, even though they completely pushed off the suggestion, somebody came back and said, ah, we know about this, we would be interested except for. And the second person corrects this, and the first one is Zechei Maschil, because they're going to it because the first one suggested it.
Maybe the first one was a shtickly pashay also, because he didn't listen properly.
He wasn't wearing his hearing aids, that's all. He wasn't a pashay.
No, but if you're suggesting a shidduch...
He certainly didn't do it intentionally. Was hat er zu verdienen? I mean, he wasn't getting... He didn't hear properly, that's all. He made a mistake. Or alternatively, it could be he gave it over. and the person, the tzadah chosen didn't hear properly. Other. But alles kann sein. But lemaisa, the amount which they heard was not the amount they were expecting. And the second one, that kind of thing. Sure. Lemaisa, if we're talking about this, I must say, there's so many problems, it's not shy. I once had a maisa. By the way, this story I'm saying, I've had a few times this story of mistaken amounts. Well, it's a big nafkamina. We're not talking about a nafkamina of 5,000 shekel. We're talking about big amounts. There was a mistake, big mistake. Lemay said there was an interesting story, and this is Milsa de Shchicha Moed. Reuven's got a brother, Shimon. Shimon Bor Hashem is a magachi in yeshiva. Reuven goes to Shimon, listen here, you're a magachi in this yeshiva. If you can suggest a shidduch for my daughter. So Shimon thinks, Shimon knows all the bachim in the yeshiva, he's a magid shir there, and he gave him three names. Seder, Baruch Hashem, one of the names, Reuven chose, and they got engaged. Shimon was by there. And what happened? So he took a shatran to the shidduch. I mean, magid shir in yeshiva, her brother is not a shatran, he's a magid shir. He took a shatran, and Baruch Hashem was matzliach. By the engagement, by the suddas erusin, he paid the shatran, the minig is to pay by the there's a man when you've got to pay, and the father of the brother, the magid shir, the loshen in Ivrit is ponim zoyafois. How you translate in English? How do you translate ponim zoyafois?
Sour face.
Oh, he was there. His brother gemacht hashidach. He was there. He had a sour face. It was the right word, but never. The kids, he had a sour face. So the next day, come understand what's going on. So next day, he asked him. What's up, Shat? Why have you got such a thing? What happened? He says, I'll tell you the truth. I was expecting the Meshat Chonos. What? You were expecting. First of all, you didn't give me a name. You gave me three names. Second of all, tell me the truth. You thought that you were doing it al Shatchan? You're my brother. You thought you were doing a Shatchan? He says, I'll tell you the truth. No, I didn't. They've got good terms. And we must know this. A person who doesn't do it as Shatchanos, he wants to do a favor, Me'ikar Adin is Nishkin Shatchan. I'm not now going into other parts, but Me'ikar Adin, if you did as Shatchanos. He says, I didn't. But the Bocha came back after he got engaged. And he told me, Ach, Mishpocha, the brother from the Magid Shir, Akale, and Azar Nadin. He says, what do you mean Azar Nadin? Do you know how much he's offering me? You're giving me? I didn't know you had so much money. If I would have known, I wouldn't have been Mevata. Of course I would have wanted. So the kids, I want to, whatever it is, I want my percentage. So what's going on now? We are now 5 years after the Maisa. And the Chosam came to me. And he says, Maisa Shehoyo Kachoyo. I'm 5 years afterwards. My father didn't give anything to my uncle because it's kumtim nisht. He had no intention of doing a shatran. He's a brother, which many poskim hold, a brother can shat on us, and many other reasons. And he didn't give me a name, he gave me three names, and therefore, he didn't give anything. But I'm 5 years after the chasna, and I still don't have children.
What?
I don't have any children. So the chosn came to me and asked me, is there a chiyuv to give my uncle or not? Because we know one of the reasons if a person is not zeicher, the zereshal kiyama is first of all pay the meishmat chonos. Why, who, what, how? As is. That's the mitzvah. So he says, do I have to pay? Is it the chayiv of my parents, my father? If I have to pay, I don't have the money. I'll go to a gemach to pay for it. But the ma'aser, and I want to know another shayla. Elach HaChosn, he doesn't usually deal with these things. He says, I want to know if I'm over al bal tolin. We explained before there are two reasons why one pays a shatran. Either als yoyret or als poyel. If it's a poyel, there's a bal tolin. That's one of the nafkminis between two reasons. So he asked, am I mechuyev too? Is it my responsibility? Lemaisa, there is a machloikis aposkim. Whose choyev is the shatchoros? If the choyev is a choyev on the chosn, kala, or on the parents. I agree the parents did everything. But the ma'aser, who is the nana, who is the beneficiary? The chosn, maybe it's his chiyuv to pay to make shatchoros. I mean, he's gaining. I'm not saying the father, the parents aren't happy with the shidduch. But the ma'aser,
he is the father, that's the issue.
Pardon?
The chiyuv is on the father, the parents, that's the issue.
Lahasi isha. Lahasi o isha, the father. He's got chiyuv, but he has to pay for it as well. He has to pay for it as well. La ma'aser, the avnei nezer. And who else also, another poskim, two poskim hold, as the chiyuv is on the chosn. Others hold, the Erech Shai holds, it's a chiyuv on the parents. If it's a chiyuv on the chosn, there's no baltolin. Because the aloch in baltolin is that if I hire a worker through a shliach, then there's no baltolin. The father was a shliach. Even the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Hei says lechotzef inesh levimne ovev shliach. It doesn't make a father shliach. The father on his own idea became a shliach. But lemaisa, if he was a shliach, then there's no baltolin. But he has to pay the debt. He has to pay for it. So, but there are various reasons why he should not have to pay. First of all, he didn't give a certain name. He gave three names, because there is another case, not one case. I'm under-exaggerating. I personally have had at least 10 cases, 10 shaylos. What's this? They went to the Magid Shir and asked Bochim. He went to the office, took out a list of all the 50 Bochim in Shiduchim, gave him the list, make your choice. Dos Anishkin Shatrin. All right, not 50. Gave 45, 40, 30. What's called a Shatrin? Dr. Eliyashiv, if he gave three, say it's a Shatrin. Three is already a Shatrin. Yeah, three is already something, because he minimized it. But the ma'aser, there is another code here. The shadchan, be'emeson, the brother was Michael. He said, "I'm doing it for free." He even afterwards heard he was Michael. It's Michael who says he can. He's got the right. And there's another nakuda, which is very interesting. I'll come to the last child. I have to finish off now. Ma'aser shoya kachoya. I don't know who. Everybody usually davens in the same shul on Shabbos. You've got the minyan kavua. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi daven in one shul every Shabbos. Reuven came to shul. I said, you know what? Shabbos. I mean, they meet on Shabbos during the week. They're in other places. Minyan has a soil. I'll go upon him. Reuven meets Shimon. You know what, Shimon? You've got a son. Levi's got a daughter. They're all davening in the same minyan. So Shimon, if she wants Levi's daughter, goes to Levi. If she wants Shimon's thing. You know what? We never thought about it. Shimon says to Reuven, Shkoyach. I know Levi not less than you know him. Levi says to Reuven, Shkoyach. I know Shimon. And Shimon and Levi, between the two of them, sorted things out. Mazel tov. Comes Reuven, ich bin a Shatran. And he was a Shatran. He didn't do anything. The question is, was kommt him? Just as a maschil? Big shayla lahalocha. Because Shimon and Levi sorted it all out between themselves. But Reuven was the one suggested to them. So some Paskin want to be Paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he only comes a third. Chubas Halichas Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, what's his name? I forgot what his name is. Grossman. Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, Tzeret Zadig the Brocha, he Paskins now, come to Reuven the whole thing. Come to Reuven the whole thing. Ez Shadchan. He did everything. Mainaf Kamina. The question was, in this case, he made the Shidduch on Shabbos. Shabbos also. Are they mechuyev to pay him? They say we don't want to chas v'sholim be oiver on lifnei iver lo zit in mirshon. Understand? When it comes to paying money. What? Oh, very good. So the poskim ask, can you be makel to pay because it's considered the bar mitzvah or not? You know what? There's a bais yosef in hilchas rosh hashanah. He asks a kasha, what's the heft of the bar mitzvah? Zok the bais yosef about shuifa, but tof kuf behei. Zok the bais yosef, he speaks about tefillah. You know, you have to pay him. What's the heft of the bar mitzvah? The bar mitzvah here. He says, if you won't pay him, we won't daven, you're allowed to pay him. It's not a heft of stamos, it's bar mitzvah, everything's mutter. To talk about money with regards to giving tzedakah, that's one thing. But here, not everybody agrees to it. So machlokes, there's a lot of reasons why yes and why not. Al kuponim, there was a shaila whether you have to pay. The Asher Rabbi Yashvi says, yeah, well, you've got to pay, but I can't go into that. Now it's already late. But I'm just saying with regards to this shaila, so here also, who, what happened, the chosen kala, so the chosen said, listen, after the shidduch was suggested by this magid sheva, he didn't do anything. He just gave a name. So even if kumtem, maybe a third. And the question is, even if kumtem a third of the nisht. That was the Roshayla, the Be'ezah, Hashem Yisborach. We shouldn't be nichshal in the Meishat Chomes. Chanani ben Akasha, and we're rotsa kudish boruch ulezakis Yisrael, lefichav, hiru velem teremitze shneva, adrein lechofi, kvartit, kloi, yagitov, yadim.